Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kristen. May I please have your zip code so I can better assist you?
The zip code is 79924.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's see. And your name, please?
Gail Thomas.
Okay. All right, so I am looking in the system. Let's see. All right. I think I've located you, ma'am. If you would, for security purposes, could you please verify the shipping address?
5729 Preston Avenue, El Paso, Texas, 79924.
Okay. All right. So I did locate an account, but I am just waiting for that to open so I can see what this is in reference to.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, not a problem. Okay, so I did locate you, and it looks like okay, so looking at the account, I am seeing that you had signed up for, looks like the sweepstakes for the chance to win the KitchenAid mixer.
I do not recall that at all. I do enter a few sweepstakes, but a KitchenAid, no, I do not remember that at all.
Okay, let's see. All right, so let me go back and, all right, so looking at the account, what I'm seeing here is it does show that the initial entry was $5.74.
Yes.
And what that did was gave you a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning the KitchenAid mixer. But being that you did not win, it did enroll you into the main contest, which increases your odds of winning. I do know with that membership, it is a charge, a monthly charge of the $67.32 to keep you enrolled in that entry. And it also provides you with a $125 gift voucher to use towards the Best Consumer Gadgets Club on the web.
No, I don't know. How did they do this without, I haven't gotten an email, I haven't gotten a text, I haven't gotten anything about any information. I did not request this or ask for this. Could you please cancel this for me and issue a refund for both of the charges?
Okay. All right, so looking at the accounts, let me go back. Okay, so, and I do apologize, Ms. Thomas. I do want to just make sure that you are aware. I am the supervisor here today in the fraud department. So are you saying that you did do the initial entry for the chance to win the KitchenAid mixer?
No.
Okay.
I do have some surveys that I do complete that I have gotten paid for in the past, but nothing for a KitchenAid and nothing that I signed up to pay for.
Okay. All right. So let me ask this. Is there anyone else in the household that could have signed up by chance?
Well, my husband, but he's 74, and I don't think that he would have signed up for anything on my phone. And he would be the only other one.
Okay. Let's see. All right. So, So just looking at the account, I do just have to go over all information with you. I do see that that initial entry looks like that was done on November the 1st, and it is showing, let's see, the information that we have, it is showing that the order did originate in El Paso, Texas. The email address that was attached to this order was getgas1971@gmail.com. The phone number that was placed on the account was 915-755-3933.
My number is 915-755-3932.
So that is not the number. Okay, so now I just have to... the reason why I was asking if anyone else in the home could have signed up, being that we do take, you know, the cases of fraud very seriously, I do know that we would transfer the account information over to local authorities because they, you know, would investigate and prosecute. So that's why we do have to just make sure that, you know, it's not going to be someone in your home that, you know, placed that order. I also just have to make sure that you are aware. False cases of fraudulent charges may also result in penalties such as fines. So if you are okay with that, and I can go ahead
yes,
and proceed.
Absolutely. But what is the fraud? There was no merchandise delivered. There was no order. What would be the fraud?
Okay, because you're saying that you didn't sign up for this, for this entry.
Right. So I did not sign up for the two charges that have already been deducted from my account. Yes, please, let's proceed with it. I did not order this. I did not request this. Some of the information is not right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So what I have gone ahead and done is, let's see, this account has been canceled to prevent any future billing. Let's see, I do see that there was the charge of the $67.32, so that will be refunded to the account that was charged, and you would see that reflect within 3 to 5 business days, and I do have a confirmation number to provide you when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, and that's going to be R as in Robert, 262-476. 781.
Okay, and the $5.74 will also be refunded?
Yes, ma'am. That's also being refunded, but it's going to be, so it's going to be two individual refunds that you're looking for. Being that they were billed individually, they would have to be refunded individually.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you so much.
Not a problem, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.